guest analyst this afternoon, Ben Buckner with Ag Resource Company. Ben, another one of those liquidation days.
Yeah, more of the same. Someone's got to kind of step in front of this thing to stop it. And while just this afternoon markets are oversold, we all know kind of fund movement in bulk tends to go in three-day increments. It wasn't this morning that anyone tried to step in front of this. So it all kind of makes sense. Just basically an extension of last Thursday and Friday.
Sure. Even with the month change, didn't even make much difference.
It didn't make much difference. And I think it's just coincidentally, tariffs scheduled to begin tomorrow. And I think the big one is, for soybeans, we'll have to contend with China buying, all of their soybeans between, April and October from South America, which is usually the case anyway, but, tariffs won't help that. And then I think it's the Mexican tariffs is what we're all kind of left in the dark on. Have they been working, behind closed doors? Mexico's become an incredibly large market for things like U.S. dairy, pork, corn, of course. And so that's the one I think that we're more concerned about. The markets aren't willing to kind of stop the bleeding until there's clarity on that tomorrow.
Sure. And again, too, at the same time, you got to be willing to go through it if you're going to threaten it.
Yeah, that's right. You got to be brave. But I do think, it's kind of run its course. And again, simple as something like RSI, overbought and oversold. Those always get reconciled all the time, no matter what. And so we are, crossed over oversold territory in corn, probably going to be very close to it in soybeans and wheat. And so, it's I think a tradable bottom is imminent, but to your point, what minute of what day does that happen?
Yeah, exactly. Is that spilling to the livestock side too then or not?
I think so. Yeah, it's really, I think the big concern or the big picture theme that's changed in the last, couple of weeks seemingly is macro trading ideas, maybe getting prepared for the return of some measure of inflation, inflationary trends. And that's, I think, transition to more concern over economic contraction. And even with the tariffs, I don't think it's Mexico stops buying cheese or corn on day one, but if it's the price of goods goes up kind of worldwide, trade war, does that on the margin slow demand growth in general? So, yeah, livestock markets are going to be very focused on future food consumption ideas. Given China's economy is doing poorly, population there is getting smaller. It was kind of that left to everyone else to increase, protein, carbohydrate consumption globally. And that's the big concern if that gets disrupted.
Sure. Anything else we should be aware of here?
I don't think so. It's going to be politics front and center for another 24, 48 hours. And so be prepared for volatility. I think that the medium to long run fair value will be a function of weather. But even with respect to that, we've got to wait another 30 days before we can start talking about drought in your neck of the woods and moisture deficits in a lot of places.
Ag Resource Company market analyst Ben Buckner.